Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Movie Torture, where we watch bad movies so you don't have to. Now, join me with Brad as he finally gets to put those baby hands to use in Santa's workshop. Come and watch Jacob as he works on his diabolical revenge to get back at Santa for giving him coal. All because he made fun of baby hand Brad. And this show is never complete without the one, the only, Mr. MTD, who is more elusive than Santa himself, so much he's not even here with us tonight. But that's okay. Welcome as we get to discuss Fat Man.
Okay, MTD's out slaying the tens right now.
Yes.
I'm slaying tens. I can't be on your show.
I'm at the mall looking up for single moms.
No, he might join us. He's going to try, but he was caught shopping and
priorities, MTD, priorities. And
he's got to eat dinner at 4. So there's
4:34.
4:30, Got to get his blue light.
His 3 hot dogs for $6.
He does. Again, we've talked about M3D. Movie free dad. If it's free, it's from me. Only tens. We should put on his tombstone only tens.
I don't know how he would agree with that. I guess he's not here to defend himself. So
he won't be here, so I can do what I want to do. We're tombstoning. No, he wants to be. He's already told me he wants to be cremated.
Okay.
So when it comes time, Jacob. Do we give you some of the ashes of MTD?
Like a necklace?
Yeah, just like a little vial of MTD's ashes that you keep.
Ooh, better yet.
You can always have a piece of him during the show, because we're going to have him during the show at some point.
Can we all get little MTD bobbleheads with his ashes inside the bobblehead? And he's wearing like a Voorhees mask.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, come on.
This already, not his ashes. I don't want him to, I want him to live, outlive me.
Yeah.
But I do want the bobblehead MTD. We could just have a little top where we just pour him in.
Yeah.
And then it won't bobble much because it's heavy, but he's got a little, and then I'm like, I'll say, MTD, are you out slaying the tens? And I'll tap it and he'll go.
Yep.
I like when he's not here, we're talking about its demise.
I feel like every other week we talk about it.
I never want it to happen, though. I'll have these moments.
MTD's immortal.
Yeah, he is. I'll have these moments where I'm like I was in a Burger King last week, and I was thinking about MTD, and I thought, he probably doesn't like Burger King. And then I thought, what am I going to do when MTD's no longer here? I'm going to be super sad. This is depressing. I know. I get in those moments where I'm like, he's not going to live forever. I'm going to be sad. And then I'm like, it could be the first pot I cry on that my old man's not here anymore. Then I start thinking about that. Then I'm like, how do we honor him? And I'm like, he's not dead. But then I get in that mind of like, what am I going to do when he dies?
Well, folks, this is the most depressing start to this show.
Actually, the bobblehead MTD is pretty boss, I gotta say.
That was a great idea.
We should sell that on the merch. You can buy ashes of MTD. The bobblehead. He would get like two purchases, me and you.
Seriously, I'd buy it immediately. Oh, boy.
Oh, Jacob, we have a sponsor tonight.
Oh, sweet. All right.
Yeah, and, you know, we love sponsors here at the Hopecast Network, and Legal Team Vets our sponsors, Jacob. We have we pay big dollars for legal fees to make sure these are legit, you know, what legit products we're hawking on here.
Is that why we don't get big dollars?
We don't get big dollars, but legal pays big dollars. We pay legal big dollars. Jacob.
Yeah.
It's Christmas Eve. The lights are low. That's when it's time for Santa. That's when you reach for the new and improved snooze buttons. These are not the same snooze buttons from yesteryear that sponsored an episode of Four Christmases. This is not them. These are the cookies that don't just put Santa to sleep. They make him forget everything that happened to him while he was out. Ho, 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 Santa says. Wow, these are surprising and powerful. One bite and Santa's snoozing. Two bites, he wakes up refreshed and confident and with absolutely no memory of the night before. Snooze buttons may cause memory loss, heavy snoring, missing sleigh keys, and in rare cases, Santa needs a diaper when he wakes up.
Oh.
These are new and improved snooze buttons, Jacob, because the originals, let's just say they did some killing. But these are not going to kill said Santa. Santa wakes up thinking, wow, I slept good. My pants feel a little different. But anyways, Merry Christmas. So the woman will say she remembers nothing. Yeah, he does not remember one single hoe. Put Santa to sleep, erase the evidence, and maybe leave a spare diaper. The new and improved snooze buttons. What do you think? I mean, I like that. The writers give me good commercials for snooze buttons, I will say.
I do have questions. Number one. So they will put Santa sleep, wipe his memory, and then he eats another bite and he's awake and alert. Why? What are you doing that you want Santa asleep and not to remember?
I wonder if it's your chance to like see some of Santa's jewels. I don't know.
You're digging through his bag? Or
I feel like snooze buttons got a little more rapey than before. They want to make sure he lives because, you know, they had a lot of legal drama, you know, a year ago. But I think this is better? I think Santa's not going to know he's eating a snooze button.
Oh, man.
But when he takes it, you got free reign to get in that sack and get to look for things, toys, see what he's got in there, see what goodies he's carrying in his sack.
Do we ever stop to consider that maybe that Santa needs to be awake to make the sack work. So like the whole plan just gets blown out of water and you just have some fat guy laying on your floor fast asleep. Well,
what if you, okay, but this is perfect. If you have a woman, let's imagine you have a lonely, desperate, woman and she's a chubby chaser. She likes the biggins. This is a good way for her to get, you know, some quality time with a big guy.
I mean, she's taking photos
like it's Weekend at Bernie's.
Now you're on to something. You're on to something now. That's what you do. You get Santa to eat the snooze button, and then you totally Weekend at Bernie him. You take him to all these parties. You're like just shoving around all over town. And then all of a sudden you just wake him up later and he's all like dirty and grunged out. And
Jacob, this would be a funny movie. Weekend at Bernie's Santa style.
It really would. It would actually. It would be a really funny movie.
Did I ever tell you the idea I wanted? This is the only cartoon movie I've ever wanted to do. But I pitched this plan. I need to pitch it to Ashley. It needs to be another pitch.
She'll shoot you down.
It's Rance and Roy's holiday vacation.
Okay.
But it takes our summer vacation, but it's a Christmas movie. Rance and Roy are the reindeer you don't know, but they're like the chuckleheads of the reindeer, Santa's reindeer. They go on vacation. They're down in the Caribbean. There's a murder up in North Pole. They need Rance and Roy back. They got to go find them. But Rance and Roy are partying. They're at the clubs. Man, they're living it up. This would be a funny cartoon. I would watch this cartoon.
That'd
Rance and Roy,
it'd
like you, it's like the Hangover reindeer style. And we're talking PG-13 cartoon. We're not talking G. This isn't like Pixar.
You're going a little more adult with this cartoon.
It's a little more adult cartoon. Yeah. This could be a Netflix original.
Like like all the reindeers in the club getting tipsy.
Yeah. And they got like jewelry on their neck. They're like chilling. Yeah. They're kind of like our friend Matt's sweater that he likes to wear, like this.
Yes. Are they wearing like the whole track suits, the 9 yards?
Oh yeah, they got it on. Rance and Roy are like the players, man. They don't like Donner and Blitzen and all of them, because Rance and Roy are late additions to the crew.
Okay.
And you know, they're always causing mischief, so but they need them back. They're the outsiders, but they're partiers. Do they do a little booger sugar? Yes, they do. They do a little bit of booger sugar. What is that? What is that on his shirt?
A reindeer?
Okay, we've had this debate. Is it a reindeer?
It looks like
or
a kangaroo.
It looks like a donkey.
It kind of looks like a kangaroo.
I like how Matt's making an appearance on the show tonight. I should just keep a picture of Matt behind me in his reindeer suit.
You should.
That would be funny. I'm going to make that. He's going to sit right here somewhere, just a little Matt in his reindeer suit watching
In his
us
reindeer
talk.
Suit. I'm sure he'll love it.
Yeah, he's making a little appearance now.
Oh, man.
Is MTD in the crowd? Is MTD here?
No.
I think he would have said, hey, guys. No,
he would have said, hey.
He would have said, hey. Okay, Jacob.
Yo.
Fat Man.
Fat Man from 2000. And number one, I didn't even know this movie existed. Okay, until I was just searching around the old webs and I seen Fat Man come up. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was just my interwebs trying to give me advertising advice. And I was like, wait, this is a movie. And then I was like, you got to be kidding me. This is Mel Gibson playing Santa.
Is this his first visit to movie torture?
I think it is.
Mel Gibson he's such a cool dude in movies. Like, he never plays a loser.
No, he's always the rough, gruff, like, just, yeah.
Yeah, a great,
the
here's
man's
a great
man.
Underrated Gibson movie is Payback. Have you seen Payback?
I have. It's been a long time. My absolute favorite Mel Gibson movie, hands down, has to be Lethal Weapon 2.
Lethal Weapon 2. Okay. I don't think I've seen any of the Lethal Weapons.
What?
I've seen.
Oh, my goodness.
I think I saw Lethal Weapon 4.
The worst one?
I went to the theater. I'm like, oh, it's got Chris Rock in it. I'm going to go watch it. It's going to be cool. And then I'll go see Bit.
Oh, jeepers. Lethal Weapon 2.
In the military.
Hands down. You would love it. I know you would.
I got to watch. I guess we got to watch it. I got to see it. It's not movie. It's not movie torture worthy.
No, not even close.
And see, back in the day. Okay, here's a little behind the scenes. Back in the day, Roger, who used to co-host Movie Torture, he would be like, Brad, I think we need to do some good movies. And I'd be like, Roger, this is Movie Torture, bro. And then he had me on the cusp. He's like, let's do a whole month of Lethal Weapon. We'll do 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then I was like, I don't know if I want to do, I don't know if I want to continue. I don't know if I want to do a whole month. We're going to run out of Mel Gibson jokes by 4. He was trying to slip good movies in, Roger. I was like, all these movies are over a 6 out of 10 on IMDb.
Okay, but here's the thing. I feel like you are slowly getting to that category. I'm like, Brad, we're about bad movies. That's what we do.
Jacob, you think we can watch some good movies? I love
like,
it. I make Roger sound like a moron.
Brad, this is movie torture.
Okay, hold on. We have been watching some torturous movies.
Lately, we have been, yes. They've been pretty torturous.
I mean, we literally watched The Toxic Avenger, which
that was so
could
bad.
Possibly be one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. We it's watched so him, which I'm shocked we just don't record I don't know why we don't just record an episode on him. It is that bad, but I don't even know what we talk about. I don't even understand the movie.
There's nothing to talk about. That's why we haven't.
There's no jokes to be had in this movie.
No, it's terrible. But now we have Fat Man. That you were so, I mean, let me tell you, fans, how excited Brad was about Fat Man. He cannot stop talking about Fat Man. He's been just dying to record this episode. He's just been so thrilled to record this episode of Fat Man.
I'm about to call my good buddy and my co-host a liar. I don't slip out the L word very often, but I want to say,
do you have our 1 minute synopsis of this movie?
I do, but before I do that, I just want to say, what would our buddy Matt do in this situation? The listeners can't see him, but it's funny. What would that buddy Matt do in this situation?
He would agree with me.
I don't know. I made a good joke to him today because there was a debate on the sweater.
Okay.
Should he wear or not wear the sweater? I thought it was a donkey. People thought it was a donkey. And I said, hey, on the video for the advent, we can just introduce you with your name down there. P-A-S-S-T-O-R.
Did he find that funny?
He gave me the all.
He gave me the pity.
No, he liked it. He liked it. Okay, he liked it. He thought it was good.
Can you, here's a funny, before we dive deep into this movie in 1 minute synopsis, can you tell effectively when someone's giving you a pity laugh at your joke, or do you fall hook, line, and sinker and think that you're just that funny?
Oh, for one, Jacob, my jokes always hit, so I don't have to worry about that. No. I get pity laughs all the time at home. I'll tell my wife a joke, and she'll be like, I'm like, I would prefer you not laugh. And she's like, I'm just laughing at you, Brian. And I'm like, what? And she's like, you think you're funny, Brian.
She's not laughing with you. She's laughing at you.
She's like, you think everything you say is funny, and it's not always funny. And I'm like, I think I'm hilarious.
You are pretty hilarious.
Thank you. And so are you. We just come on here and we are so funny with each other.
I don't like how you said that. I don't like that.
That did not sound good. That did not sound good.
I don't like that.
Yeah. How about my 1 minute synopsis?
All right, let's get to it.
Together.
Oh, man.
Where's MTD at right now? We need him.
We need him. Oh, man.
Okay, our 1 minute synopsis on Fat Man. Fat Man is the holiday classic where Santa Claus finally snaps and decides, you know what I deserve? A Glock. Mel Gibson plays Santa. Yes, that's Santa. Except this version is broke, depressed, and has to take a government contract just to keep the elves on payroll. Meanwhile, a spoiled rich kid gets coal for Christmas and reacts the only reasonable way, by hiring a professional hitman to assassinate Santa Claus. That hitman is Walton Goggins, who looks like he wandered in from a Coen Brothers movie and decided Christmas needed more murder. So now we've got Santa in tactical gear, Mrs. Claus running elf OSHA meetings, and a Yuletide showdown where sleigh bells are replaced by gunfire. Is it a family movie? Absolutely not. Is it a Hallmark film? Only if Hallmark suddenly started asking, what if Christmas, but with PTSD? Fat Man answers the age-old question. What if Santa fought back and it got weird?
I do like that. That was a good one.
That's a good synopsis.
That's a great synopsis.
I like Miss Claus running OSHA meetings.
Right out the, I mean, you find this later in the movie, but right out the jump. So Santa lives in Canada, but he's being bankrolled by the United States government, and he gets his stipend or money based upon the amount of gifts he delivers. But the problem he's running into is kids are becoming more and more naughty, so they're making less and less toys, so he's making less and less money.
I don't. This movie is just weird to me, man. Like, it makes zero sense. Like, okay, I want you to be the movie producer, and I want you to add, I'm going to be Mel Gibson.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me you want me to be in this movie and be Santa. Let's roll with this.
Mel, I got this movie idea for you. I think you're going to be a great fit for it.
Well, let me see if I can fit it in. I'm about to do a Lethal Weapon 6.
Well, let me hear you. Hear me out here. Like, we got a movie where you're gonna be the big man. You're gonna be the fat man, the man in red, Santa.
But all chicks dig my body. I look hot.
You can be a little skinny, but here's the deal: you're gonna be broke.
I'm rich, even though I don't like Jews. I'm rich.
Yeah, but in this movie, you're broke, and you live in Canada.
I don't eat poutine. What are you, crazy? I'm Australian.
You're going to have some little kid trying to take you out in the movie. I think you should. This is your role. This is your role.
Oh, hold on a second. I go from Joe Pesci to a little kid? I don't understand this. Look, you're asking me to be Santa. I'm not doing full beard. I'm going to go normal Mel Gibson, you know, more normal old man Mel Gibson beard. Okay?
Whatever you want to do, Mel. We respect you.
I'm not wearing the Santa gear. I'm not going to look like I work at the Macy's. I'm not doing that. I'm Mel Gibson. I don't like Jews.
Put on a hooded sweatshirt. I don't care what you wear, Mel. Just do the movie.
I'm going to wear nothing. And you're going to give me a wife that is DEI approved. I want that. I got to show the world that I'm not a racist. Because Mel Gibson is not a racist.
You do what you want, Mel. You do what you want, but here's the deal, Mel. Here's the deal.
A machine gun, by the way. Can I get guns? Can I get a Glock? Can I get a handgun at least?
We're only paying you $25.
$25 to get shot up by a little kid? I don't think so. Who's going to be the guy murdering me? Who is the guy coming after me?
Some guy off the block. I don't know.
What's his name? Is it Walton Goggins? The guy from Baby Billy from the Righteous Gemstones is going to be the guy that takes Mel Gibson down? I think not.
Baby Billy's coming back.
Let me tell you, this Santa's going to slay the tens. I'm Mel Gibson. I'm hot. I'm not putting a fat suit on. You're going to see no gut. I'm making this happen because I'm Australian. I'm better than Russell Crowe. Have you seen Russell Crowe these days? He looks like he ate four other Russell Crowes.
He does actually look like that.
He's huge. He represents Australia. I think not. Chris Hemsworth. I was the original Chris Hemsworth.
What? Here's the problem. We don't have MTD here to tell us our facts. We're I lost without that. MTD.
I tell you, that might have been one of our funniest bits we've done.
That was really
funny. That was so good. I love that. That was amazing.
You bring up a great point, though. Like, what was the producer, the director, the writer thinking about the, like, they're like, you know what we need? We don't have enough Christmas movies of Santa just being one of the boys, just slumming it down, trying to make a living, making his toy. Like, there's no magical Santa Christmas feel in this movie whatsoever.
There's no Christmas feel in this movie at all. And this movie gross worldwide $1.6 million.
How much did it cost to make?
Oh my gosh. Let me see. You keep talking. I'm going to look.
So I think the biggest part we're going to jump right to is the kid. This kid is beyond what you would call psycho. He's a spoiled little kid. Oh boy. Let's hear it. Give it to me.
This movie's budget was $20 million.
Okay. I mean, not as bad as we've ever seen, though.
Yeah, but for one, okay, if I gave you $200, Jacob, and I said, you're going to make $1.
Okay.
Or if I gave you $20 and I said, I'm going to give you $1 back. You're going to give me $20, I'm going to give you $1. You're not taking that deal.
No, I'm not. That's
I wonder if I can find his salary for this movie.
$5 million. But anyway, so the kid in this movie is crazy beyond bonkers. He goes to a science fair. They start off by showing him he's wearing this jacket. He's got like 18 ribbons on it. He's a spoiled little kid living with grandma. Dad's not around. And he loses the science fair. That's bad news. It comes in number two. And so how do you deal with that situation? I mean, you could congratulate the person, tell them great job, you did well. Or option two is you hire your local hitman to go kidnap the girl and threaten to electrocute her unless she says that she cheated. And that's why the only reason she won. I mean, either option works, I guess.
This kid is diabolical. And would you want to win that way, Jacob?
But maybe, no, I would not. Because it's not winning. You're just bribing people. But do you think that's how he won every single ribbon?
Of course, that's how he won.
He was rocking like six of them. I did love that scene, though, when he drops her off and he's like, now, if you say anything, I know your mom's name. I know your dad's name. I know your brother's name. And he's like, you have a dog? And she goes, yes. And he goes, what's his name? She's like, Skippy. And I'll take Skippy out too.
Wait, we're jumping ahead though, because the little kid then hires Walton Goggins.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's when Walton Goggins gets her.
First he brings her to the kid's house and has her in the tied up to a chair with electrical battery cable. He's like, he's about to electrocute this girl.
How did he get her from her house?
That's a great question.
Like, I want this scene where you be Walton Goggins and you come in and just you go, hello, and I want to start this conversation. You do this. You're Walton.
Hello.
Hey, I'm Chris Hansen with Datelines to Catch a Predator. looks like you're in here to see a little girl. Why don't you go ahead and have a seat there? I've got some fresh baked cookies.
I don't think they're conversating that long.
Yeah. I did watch this with my wife and son, by the way. And my wife fell asleep. Kristen was gone.
That's not a good measure. She falls asleep through 99% of movies.
Yeah, you're right. She does. Max loved the fact that he had a silencer.
Okay.
Silencers are cool movie guns, right? The doop, doop, and it's like...
It is. It is. But what hitman is at the beck and call of some like 12-year-old? He must be paying this hitman a lot of money.
I want to see the 12-year-old's parents. Like, we don't get a chance to see them.
You're right.
I want to know what's going on in their world, because why are they not there with their kid at Christmas? That's why this kid's a diabolical psychopath, because he's got no parents around. He lives with a grandma that's definitely wearing a diaper.
He couldn't even get grandma some milk. Grandma's like, can you please give me some milk? And he's like, yeah, I got you, grandma. And then goes down there and starts yelling at the staff to go bring her up some milk because he's on his way. Like, he's like, couldn't even bring grandma milk.
I mean, that's the problem we have with these kids today. This kid is going to kill his parents one day. It's going to happen. He's a psychopath.
But this part kind of, they weren't around. He's not, he's spoiled. He's.
Killed his parents already?
I mean, we do never see them, but the dad is alive because he sends him a present. So.
And okay, so we meet Walton Goggins, and obviously he was a naughty boy as a kid because he gets he's going around stealing Christmas gifts.
Well, he's not stealing them.
He's buying them.
He's buying them. He has his own little shop of, I love how every Santa gift made in the shop has a special gold seal metal plate on the toy to show you that this is a true, authentic Santa Claus made product.
How much is he spending on the gold plate? He could drop that and maybe just do a cheap stamp and save some money.
Maybe that's what they're doing in Canada. They're mining for gold.
Maybe, but I want to see Walton Goggins' character in a Hallmark movie. I would like to see a guy that's collecting Santa gifts from people. Because he was a bad guy, and he's trying to be good. Like, I feel like we could watch a Walton Goggins movie about this character and be way more entertained than we were in this movie.
It's true. Yes, I would agree with you. I'd agree with you on that. I mean, this movie had some moments.
What moments? The best moments when the credits rolled. That's a good moment.
I love how Santa's letters are all being just delivered straight to the post office, like a secret P.O. box in the local post office.
Oh, man, I poured one out for that guy in that scene.
Man. Oh, he.
My old mailman days. I'm like, first off, I worked in a post office. A new guy shows up. You're like, whoa, who is this guy? I've never seen him before. Like, you can't just walk around a post office.
Well, sure.
And people not be like, what is this? What's up with this guy, man? Who is this? If I went in the post office right now, they'd be like, why is this stranger in here? They wouldn't know me. You'd have to alert somebody. And then you get the postmaster just chilling in his office. I never really saw that very often. And then he shoots him. It was sad.
You know what's crazy about this, especially being like a Mel Gibson movie and the type of movies he's done, the action in this movie is basically non-existent.
This is not an action movie. This is, we're going to drive around with Walton Goggins and he's going to come through Canada and be like, I'm here, hun. Like, what the crap, man?
Yeah.
Like, and you're going to see Mel Gibson like, I think you're about to lose me.
I think we're losing you.
You're going to see Mel Gibson. Hold on. I'm going to have to come back.
Brad is frozen in the screen. We will be back after these messages. Well, as we wait for Brad to come back, the action in this movie is not fantastic. It's very slow to get there before we see any action whatsoever in this movie. And you kind of get to the point where, Brad back. Okay. Hey, welcome back.
I'm back. So, yeah.
I continue to talk about how slow this movie is, how slow the action is.
Oh, my gosh. Because
basically you get to so it gets to Christmas. The kid opens his present from Santa, and it's Cole, and he screams, and then he calls the hitman. He's like, I want Santa dead. And now the rest of the movie is him trying to find Santa, and that's the premise of this movie.
But here's the problem that I don't like about this movie. I want to see a poster of this little kid with his finger pointed up at Santa and Santa going. And this movie is the kid versus Santa, not Walton Goggins. This kid is an afterthought in this movie.
He is. He's really, it was almost like this kid's character was just a setup to make us understand that the character was a hitman. That's it.
Yeah, but would this not have just been better if Walton Goggins was like, I finally have my chance to take Santa out, so I'm going to go find him?
100%. Like, 100%. Like, the whole movie is just him on this search for Santa, which you could do a lot more action with because he's trying to get into these secret locations and trying to find this secret information on how to find Santa, all that stuff. 100%. Yeah, way better.
Well, I think because of their budget of just $20 million, they're like, we don't want to spend it on making North Pole, right?
True. Let's go to Canada.
But I mean, me and you sat through Redwood.
Yes.
You could just CGI this crap.
You can.
And make it look fake like they do. But I want to see, like, Walton Goggins trying to get through the guards at the North Pole.
Yeah.
I want to see him, like, running down old floozies that used to run with Santa back in the day. And that, no, like, it's like a Pee-wee's Big Adventure kind of movie with Walton Goggins. And you see Mel Gibson near the end. He's not the star. It's Walton Goggins.
Yeah. But he wasn't even really the star in this either. I mean, he is, but it's like, it's such a weird just concept in general about Santa that he's some like broke bum, basically, who's basically forced to take government contracts because his elves are not just magical elves who are just diehards for Santa. No, they work for cold hard cash. And if he ain't paying that cold hard cash, they're moving on.
But are we not to believe that Santa's magical?
That's the thing. He is, but they don't. Not in this, he ain't.
But he is magical if he can deliver to every kid overnight. That's magical.
That's true. But he's also rocking around in some 1940 Ford F pickup.
Yeah, living on a farm that not right. A very big house. I don't. And these elves aren't very elvy.
The other thing we didn't even touch on is who knew. Who knew in this universe how tough it is actually being Santa? Santa comes back from delivering the presents the first Christmas, and he's got bullet holes in him. People are shooting at him. Like, it's rough out there for Santa. Yeah.
I don't want to be Santa.
And no.
I did like the scene when he's sitting in the bar, because Santa likes to get a little brew, and he hears that guy, and he's like, go home to your wife. I'm going to take her. You go home to your wife. I'll be thinking of you, the home with your wife, and you can think of me being with her tonight. That's really what was happening.
It's rough to be Santa. It's not the glamorous dream we were all sold as kids.
Okay, Jacob, if you became Santa, would you recruit me to be your elf, your head elf?
That's not even a question. The answer is yes, immediately.
And MTD is like what? He's
Krampus.
Like Grampus. He's Krampus. Like over us. Like he's like the grandpa hangs around.
No, he's Krampus.
Oh my gosh, he's the bad guy? He's against you?
Yeah, I said he's Krampus, not Grampus.
No, he's not. He's like Bob Newhart in Elf, right?
He's Buddy?
Yeah. No, he's the dad. He's the elf dad.
Oh, sure.
He's my elf daddy.
Yeah, he is.
I'm going to start calling MTD Elf Daddy.
I can't.
Such a bonkers episode.
If he was on this show right now, he'd be so disappointed in you right
now. Wait, we've killed him at the beginning, and now I'm calling him Elf Daddy.
Man. It's just there's no good way of describing this movie. It's so weird. It's just, it's strange. It makes no sense.
It's a lot of things. It's a lot of things.
It's all over the place.
So we don't get to see the kid. Like, I want to see this kid, like, searching for Santa. Or what? They got to choose one. Choose one villain and let's have the villain go.
Yeah, because the kid's gone at this point, right? Like, he just non-existent.
We don't see the kid until the very end when he's about to kill his grandma, right?
Yeah, you get like a 10-second phone call from the kid asking how's his progress. And then after that, nothing. Yeah, and then until the very bitter end.
Yeah, then it's Walton Goggins and Santa crying because he's broke.
Like the only magical thing you get, right? He's broken down in tears. He goes to his elves, which you find out the pole shed. He opens it up and it's actually the secret factory that they're this dark, dungy factory. And you learn that the elves sleep like, what was it, 20 minutes every 8 hours. So that way they can always be on rotation and never need to take a full day of sleep or full rest.
Could you imagine only sleeping 20 minutes every 8 hours?
That, I couldn't do it. We're not built that way.
Could you imagine MTD only, I only got 20 minutes. I'm going to kill somebody.
Maybe that's why MTD naps so much, because he does sleep only 20 minutes every 8 hours.
Maybe he's a future elf. I don't know. He is elf daddy. So there's that.
So you get this weird twist where Santa's all depressed because he has to now go to his elves and be like, sorry, boys, we don't make enough money. We now have to make computer chips for the military.
So what happens if he goes, sorry, guys, I gotta let some of you go? Like, where do they go? Are the elves going OnlyFans? Like, what are they doing at this point?
This Christmas, you're getting pink slips.
I gotta say, though, if I'm an elf, I mean, you're about Troy's size, right?
Oh, you're gonna get gross.
Yeah, no, if I'm an elf and you're Troy's size, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get sleep now. I don't have to sleep every just 20 minutes. I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna sleep for 8 hours tonight, and I'm gonna stick it to Santa.
What does an elf do? Seriously, what the elf, like, do they come the new Peter Dinklage? Like, they're just taking over Hollywood and taking all of his roles?
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine if an elf got fired and then Dinklage was like, those are my jobs. And they're like, nah, nah, nah. We're our jobs. We're magical. We've got this now.
They chase Dinklage out of Hollywood. Like, take all of his roles. Dinklage
gets a job at, like, Target. We come in at Target and he's like, because they got to be like, how are you? They got to be friendly now. So he's selling me my sports cards.
That'd be hilarious.
Power move. I'm buying Toxic Avenger and Dinklage is checking me out.
I don't know. This is a power move. I don't know why you're buying that movie.
that's a sad move. I could just light $20 on fire.
The other thing they're not very clear is everybody, the postmaster, the bartender, do all these people know that that's Santa?
They got to, right?
Because, like, the postmaster says something to him when he comes in. He's like, Nick, some guy's been looking for you and trying to figure out who you are. And they have that little bit. But they never get to any point in this movie, like, at all.
So, if they know, man, they really, is he paying them to be quiet? Because you got to figure today they're calling TMZ, right? Hey, I know who Nick is. Give me 50 grand, I'll tell you. I mean, they're easily. Oh,
50 grand? Uh-uh. You're giving up Santa? I'm like, if you want to know where Santa's location is, I know where it's at. I want, like, millions. Give the biggest bombshell ever made.
Give me 5 million, and I'm telling you where the fat man is. And that, again, is what makes this movie moronic.
Well, then you get to the point to where he finds where Santa lives, takes out he's now like the most equipped assassin in the world because he takes out the military, no problem. And then you get to the iconic line of the movie. I'm here for you, fat man. And he's like, are you the...
That they blew in the previews, by the way.
They did. That was the preview. Well, that was like the trailer.
I don't understand why they had to show us that. Like, I think it'd been better. It would have hit harder if I hadn't heard it before. And I'm like, I know what he's about to say. Wait. I'm here for you, fat man. It's so stupid. It's
like, and then they get the most pathetic gunfight I've ever seen in a movie.
Oh, my God. I look like two people had never picked a gun up in their life going,
let me duck. And then
pew, pew.
This is where the movie just takes a turn. Santa takes one right to the dome.
Oh, man. It's a headshot. We are. I mean, Santa said his last ho-ho. And you know what would be more funny in this movie? Let's get some Santa puns in this movie, right? Like, we need some, like, there you are, fat man. This is going to be your last sleigh ride. Like, stuff like that. That would have been more funny. This movie took itself way too serious.
That's what it did. And then Mrs. Claus comes to the rescue, but starts trying to run away. And then Mrs. Claus just takes one right to the back.
Like, oh, she's gone. She's gone too, man.
They're like, they're done.
I mean, they're done. What they should have done was killed him and made Walton Goggins Santa.
That would have been good, too.
Now, and he's got to be the
after
one.
The kid.
Yeah. So Santa takes one to the dome. I think it's over at this point.
Rightly so, as you should.
Not only the dome, I think he shot him through the eye.
Through the eye. Just, yeah.
Yeah, like through the eye. Santa's on the ground. Now, Walton Goggins is dressed really cool. He has the white snowsuit on. Like, yeah. It is a cool, yeah. It is cool. But this is not a cool scene.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What did you say? You love how
I love how we jumped over the one part where they show they're trying to make Mel Gibson look like he's still like irrelevant and muscular when he's got his shirt off and he's in there punching the bag.
Oh yeah. He's like, you gotta show my guns, okay? And I think he makes love to Miss Claus too, right? I think
Does. I tried to pull out.
That's a gross scene, listeners. Stay away. You want to see two 65-year-olds go at it.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, yeah. So he's not dead, though. He's not.
No, not even close.
He's a fine. Now he's got an eye patch, which I mentioned to say the eye patch is a cool accessory. If I wore an eye patch, I feel like people would think, they're definitely going, do you know that Brad guy? And they're like, I don't know who he's talking about. You know, the guy with the eye. Oh, I know the eye patch guy. You're going to be known as eye patch guy for the rest of your life.
I'd start calling you Patchy.
Ooh. Don't call me Apache, then you could be canceled.
So then they go. Do they? They going to kill this kid?
Who?
Right?
Santa?
Yeah.
They're not killing the kid.
Why are they there? What do they do with the kid?
They're there
the
to tell the kid he's got to loosen it up a little bit and go give his.
But he's about to slip his grandma some painkillers.
Santa drinks it too. I'm like, wow, man.
He does. That's Santa's a power like, move.
Daddy needs some booger sugar. Let's drink it.
Now, was Santa doing that selfishly or was it because he was trying to save grandma?
He was saving grandma. Then he's going to go. So he probably thinks he's a miserable kid. I don't think Santa's in the killing kid business.
I don't. This is a different Santa, though. This is a different Santa.
I gotta say, whoever watched this movie, they were like, you know what? We can make this better. We'll make a movie called Violent Night.
That's true.
And we'll make Santa muscular, and we'll cast the guy from Stranger Things, and we'll do better. And Violent Night's a great movie. You can go back to our catalog of movies. We did that movie a couple years ago. It's good.
It was really good. And Violent Night was very good. We talked about this earlier today. Not giving anything away, but this is better than Red One. I will say that.
Oh, we'll talk. Let's talk about that in a minute. I want to say, I feel like the tone of this movie was bad, and I would like it to start it out with. It could start the movie out with like a storybook, like once upon a time there lived a Santa, and you know it's like cartoon. Like if we would have done that, and then there was a boy who got coal in his in his skin. And it made him so angry. Like, then we could pick up with, and now that boy is this man, 44-year-old Walton Goggins. And, like, that sets the story up, but it's a comedy. Like, if this movie had some humor, I think I would like it more.
I agree with you. I think that would have set, you're 100% correct, it would have set the tone. I think the problem, too, with this movie, it had no clue what it wanted to be.
No.
Like, it was trying to be funny at moments, but then it was taking itself so uberly serious. Like, what's the assassin's name?
I don't know. I'm calling him Walton Goggins.
Okay, that works. His character was trying to be uberly serious, and it wasn't landing very well. Like, it was just the whole vibe of the movie is just off.
He has no name in this movie. This is I'm looking at IMDb. Mel Gibson is known as Chris, C-H-R-I-S, which is not the way you spell Chris Kringle, by the way. And Walton Goggins is known as Skinny Man.
Oh, that's right. That's right. His name is Skinny Man.
Which makes it even stupider. And stupider is not even a word. This is dumb. Like, this movie is so dumb. they call him Skinny Man against Fat Man. Oh, the brain power in this movie. Oh,
they are killing the writing in this, man.
Oh my gosh, I feel like Ashley and I and you could pin a better film than this.
Yeah, like I would say, like, I actually like the actor. I think he does really good work. He stunk in this. Like, his acting in this was terrible.
You talking about Walton Goggins?
Yes.
Yeah, he wasn't good. And he's good in most everything. I like anything he's in. He's great in Justified. If you've never watched Justified, listeners, go watch it. He's amazing. My wife and I love that show. Mel Gibson's great, too, but not in this movie.
But I honestly was more excited to see him in this movie than Mel Gibson. Like, that's what kind of made me want to watch this movie, was more of him than Mel Gibson.
Okay. Well, at the end, we get to see Mel Gibson pull his patch up. You see he's missing his eye.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, this movie's over. Jacob, what kind of
that had to be the best ending to end wrapping up a show ever. Blah, 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 it's over.
Jacob, what is your Christmas one-star reviews?
I am sitting on pins and needles what Brad's gold or not gold is going to be. a comedy about a rich kid who hires a hitman to kill Santa shouldn't be this boring and unfunny.
It's a great idea, honestly.
Yeah. This is Santa's channeling his inner Krampus. it takes a lot for me to dislike a movie, especially a Christmas movie. This was a waste of time. I never thought I'd hate a Christmas movie, but I do now. let's see. This says, like a 100-minute COVID infection.
I like the COVID infection. Okay. I have a few, Jacob.
Yeah.
These are five-star reviews on Amazon.
The big Will five. Wrote,
December 7th, 2025. Oh, my good God.
Oh, we're this month.
Great story. I have never watched anything like it. Will doesn't watch very many movies. He calls it amazing. Andrew writes, December 13th, 2025. I mean, we're talking days. We're talking four days ago.
Days. Yeah, right.
Such an underrated movie. Mel Gibson would actually make for a kick bleep Santa Claus. Too bad this movie bombed hard. Could have made for a cool universe of movies to explore. I don't think I would ever go back to this universe. I'm sorry, Andrew.
A universe of what? Where is this going from here?
I don't know. Here's one. Dean writes, August 21st of this year. Fat Man isn't your standard Christmas cheer flick unless your idea of holiday spirit involves Santa wielding a musket and blasting bad guys with old school black powder. Mel Gibson plays a rough, no-nonsense Santa who looks more like a man running a backwoods machine shop. Would 100% recommend for anyone who thinks holiday tradition should involve black powder and recoil. Okay.
Okay.
I got to do it. Let me do a woman's review. This is Debbie, August 10th. Right, even though this movie is about Kris Kringle, this is not a kid's movie. There's some graphic violence. Having said that, I really enjoyed it. I'm a longstanding Mel Gibson fan, and the movie does not disappoint. Walton Coggins gives a great performance. She doesn't even know his name, but he gives a great performance. Oh, my God. What? Hold on. I got to read this one. One more.
Okay.
Karen wrote December 3rd of this year. This movie is a new age sort of Santa. Spoiled kid hires a hitman. It's quite good, and I ordered it because I love Mel Gibson in this role. Okay. Real quick, let's talk about, before we go to our, what did Mel Gibson do after this movie?
Nothing.
He did a movie called Dangerous.
Okay. Never heard of it.
Yeah. He did Dangerous. He did Father Stew with Mark Wahlberg the next year, 2 years later.
Okay, so, Father Stew's actually a great movie.
Haven't seen it. And you really? Know I love Mark Wahlberg.
Hold on. You have not seen a Mark Wahlberg movie?
I have not. Listeners know
you
I love...
You call yourself a Mark Wahlberg fan?
I know. I love Wahlberg, but I haven't seen it. Walton Goggins, what did he do after this movie? Well, he was on Righteous Gemstone. I mean, I gotta say, I'm tired of Walton Goggins. I'm sick of the Walmart commercials.
Yes.
I'm done with those, man. Yeah. Get him off there. He did a TV show, George and Tammy. He did Justified. He did The Luckiest Man in America. This guy
he's choking out on me over there. Yeah.
Jacob, movie torture movie gold.
Gold. I'm just kidding. This movie was such garbage. This was absolute torture. The shock on your face was totally worth it, though.
But Jacob, listeners, Jacob was like, hey, man, I saw the preview for this movie, Fat Man. I can't wait. I'm going to watch it tonight. It looks so good, man.
It was so torturous. Like, it was, it was so bad.
That hour it wasn't 40 even, was long.
It felt like four. It felt like 4 hours.
How torturous was this movie, Jacob?
So torturous that it felt like 4 hours.
Wait, do you find this more torturous than Toxic Avenger, though?
No. No, I had watched this before Toxic Avengers.
Or him, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Jacob, this is a movie bronze. It's not torture, but it's not gold.
No, you're lying.
I'm kidding. This is hardcore movie torture. I hated this movie. There was nothing good in this movie. This was so dumb. I almost dozed. I think I dozed for like a minute in this movie. Like, I was like, it's so hard to watch, man. It felt every bit as long as Red One to me.
It was so promising that it could have been a great movie, and they failed miserably.
They failed miserably. It's horrible. I never want to watch it again.
No.
And I'm glad. It makes me glad Christmas is over. But you're listening to this. It's Christmas week. We do want to wish you a Merry Christmas here.
Merry Christmas, everybody. At the Hopecast
Network. Jacob, our Christmas is going to be watching football.
It will be.
So, listeners, we love you. We thank you for such a great year. A lot of things have happened since last Christmas when we recorded Red One with Kara, who is...
It's true.
Is she still a friend of the show? I guess, right?
She dumped you.
She dumped us. She was the person who pity laughed at our jokes and then said, I can't pity laugh anymore. I'm done.
That's true. fans is coming up, because it's that time of year where we'll have our bonus, the movies of 2025.
We will, but next week you've got a doozy. We're going into Dinklage world.
That is true.
Next week you're going to be Toxic Avenger. And spoiler alert: if you listen to this episode, we blew what we thought we did.
It's gone.
It's gone. Listen, you listen and figure out if we like it. Do you think people listen to our episodes going, I just want to hear if they like the movie? I doubt it, right?
That's what I assume everybody will listen for. They're so excited to hear our thoughts.
They want to hear us bury MTD and talk about bobblehead ashes, which is amazing, Jacob. I'm sorry.
That was epic.
For MTD, for Jacob, my name is Brad. We will see you next week on Toxic Avenger Movie Torture.